You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When he made the lottery, he noticed that the day fell on Adar. He said, wow, this is such a great day because Mishabim Shalom passed away on Chodesh Adar. So Gemara says that Haman al-Hashah did not know that also he was born on 7th of Adar. So the way it's stated in Gemara says that Mishabim Shalom passed away on 7th of Adar and he was born in 7th of Adar. Which one do you say first? The birth or the way the day that one is leaves this Olam?
The Gemara said first he died and then he
was born. But why?
Good question. I don't know.
HaHasidi Abetz Zatzal says a very beautiful thing. He says that Moshe Avraham Shalom gave us a matana and was the gift. When he passed away, he made such a force that every Yehudi that learns Torah, L'shem Shomayim, that means for the sake of Hashem, Shabbat Shalom comes and attaches himself to him. Yeah. So that's why the Gemara says, that's what the Yabes explains, that he passed away and then the birth, that means is for later on. I mean, if you learn Torah, L'shem Shomayim, the Shabbat Shalom is called Nitzot. His sparks comes and attaches with you. So now, back to the Haman al-Hasha. So now, he didn't know that he was born in Adar. So what happened? Because he forgot that Mishabam Shalom, when there's a Sadiq, he comes down, joins him. So what happened? Actually, the Mordechai Sadiq was the Nitzot of Mishabam Shalom. The same way that Mishabam Shalom saved Am Israel. So now, Mordechai actually was the spark of Moshe Avraham Shalom that brought Geulah to Kol Am Yisrael. So Haman was not aware about this, that every generation has a Goel. That means the Tzaddik carries on the power of the Moshe Avraham Shalom and brings the Geulah to Kol Am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.